Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all knew that wasn't gonna happen. But we're gonna start with this one tonight, and it's gonna be all right. Just get it going on. Tonight's show is sponsored It's a co-sponsorship from ALWE, Al Wash Enterprises, and the Packing House Market. And they got it going on, y'all, with Eva's House of Barbecue circling, because we will be starting a conversation piece in the very near future. It's pending. Brunch at Eva's is on the way. Hold on. You'll hear more about it as it gets closer to the date. And just keep thinking that $5 is coming back a lot stronger than anyone else. So listen in. Do your thing.
Thank you. Should Thank you.
gonna tell me somebody in my hive. I'm gonna play Aretha Franklin for this one.
Yeah. the hottest comedy event of the year, the Comedy Get Down World Tour, with Patrick D. Entertainer, D.O. Hughes, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
What a hilarious night of comedy!
With the funniest comedians in the country, get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before.
With Patrick D. Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.O. Hughes, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
February 10th, 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour.
Y'all gonna like this one. Y'all, I played this one just from the strength of me.
Thank you.
we're going to have to look a little further because, golly, you just done knocked my socks off. Yeah, I'm just here to tell y'all. I can't do that. Oh, man, I can't do that. Lord have mercy. Y'all got me in a catch-two provision. Well, since you got me in it, I'm going to show you how to get out of it. I'm going to play a little of this.
I don't think the crime is the punishment. But all of you, even the girls are aggressive. I heard the most aggressive language I've heard in a record this year came from a little girl. I'm riding around in the car with my 12-year-old daughter. We kicking it. She's singing along to this record. All of a sudden, this girl saying the most craziest gross shit I've ever heard of. We ride around. She's like, you gotta keep the booty like across the ring.
Well, I just want y'all to hear a little bit of Cedric. Y'all gonna hear a lot of it come February the 10th. So get ready. Get ready.
So y'all got a band now. Oh, yeah, we on the hood, man. BZ, I gotta give y'all credit because y'all always do something new. I remember before they had the DJ, now they got the live band. If that don't work out, y'all gonna come up with a bucket and some drumming things.
Right.
Give me a little bit of James Brown funk. Let me hear a little James Brown funk. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Now stop for a minute.
Now see, the reason why I said about the band is because when the band didn't play right, James would literally cuss your ass out.
Now I'm going to tell you the band's members' name.
Yeah.
This is Bobby, James, Teddy, and Luther. Do anything in a $36 million house. Whatever I say I want to do, I can do.
house. If I want to go bowling, he said, go down that hall and make a left. If I want to play basketball, he said, go out in the back. It's a full court. And it ain't even no concrete. It got some salt on it. Make a jump accidentally. I just be back there. You want to watch a movie at Martin's house? He ain't got no plasma TV. He got a theater. With real popcorn behind the glass popping. You don't even want no popcorn. You just be watching it. Just look at the popcorn. I have a ball at Martin's house, and I be forgetting I got to go back to my damn house. Now I'm at my house all ungrateful because I can't sleep here. I can't. Look at the popcorn in the microwave. This ain't even the same. Look at it. I can't even see the popcorn. I can see the bag moving. That's not. You got to have fun in your life. Some of y'all just need to go on and smoke some weed. I know. There's a great stigmatism on weed, and some of y'all don't smoke it because it's a drug. But I'm explaining to you that weed can be helpful in your life. There is a chemical in weed that's called and if you could just get that in your system, it could change your life. Really could. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. I just... I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them. Gotta be careful because I got responsibilities and obligations. I'm a grown man. I can't just be smoking weed all the time. I've had to cut certain brothers out of my circle because we need to be smoking with a finish line. I can't be smoking with ain't got no goals. They just we high and we high and we high and we high and we rolling and we high and we re-up and we high. Just where is the finish line? Let me come down first and then re-high. I can't high for high. I can't do it. I got stuff to do. The weed is getting way too strong. I had to have a meeting with all of the Louisiana weed salesmen and explain to them I need regular weed. I needed to say right on the bag, regular weed. I don't want for the nickname, not Thriller, Killer, Salmonella, none of that. Gotta be careful. You can't do everything and get high. Can't do it. CNN, you can't watch CNN when you're really high because it goes against your highness. Because on CNN, they do replays where they play stuff over and over and over and over and over again. And that's not good when you're high. Last time I was high watching CNN, the space shuttle had just blew up. I didn't know it was a replay. I thought this kept happening. I'm in my house, this soft little stop sitting up out there. They done killed 9 more.
I'll be back. That will come back. Trust me. Trust me. I'm Uncle Bill. I wouldn't lie to you. Wouldn't even try to lie to you.
Comedy event of the year, the Comedy Get Down World Tour with Cedric the Entertainer. now is Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. It's the best comedy show, period.
Yes, and this tonight's show is sponsored by Mr. Big Al Wash, ALWE, and Packet House Market. And guess what? Uncle Bill is going to be starting with the help and association with Mr. Norris Jones. We're going to do Brunch with Evil. It's coming up, y'all, coming up. It's pending. It's coming soon. You'll be able to take all your problems and have vocal conversations with people that's going to pass it on to the proper people. So real soon, you all, Brunch at Evil. Get ready for it. Get prepared for it and get set for it, and let's go, y'all. With that being said, I'm going to have to say good night and whoop the queen for this 15, because the rest of y'all tired. Going to be taking back up with Cat Williams. And remember, the Cedric the Entertainer tour is coming up on February 10th. That was one of the commercials for tonight. And guess what? We're going to treat you right. Might even have some game tickets for you all. So just keep listening and dialing Uncle Bill.
Oh, no, in Hollywood, you can't believe everything in Hollywood, but some of it is true. I was doing a TV show with Snoop, and he came on. He was like, when we take our lunch break, we'll go to my trailer and hit some weed. And I'm all like, hit some weed. I done hit some weed all across the country. You can't scare me with no hit some weed. I'm ready to hit them. I didn't say this to him personally. But that's what I was thinking. So I was like, okay, nobody's scared to hit some weed with Snoop. Just weed. So I go in the dressing room, it's me, Snoop, and two we sitting there. I'm watching them roll it, light it, put it in rotation. Everything is fine. After about 4¾ minutes, I start noticing that I am higher than I have ever been my entire damn life. I don't mean cool high. I'm talking about scary high. I'm talking about the kind of high where you looking down at satellites and your mama's house and Cafe Du Monde, and I don't want to be this high, Jesus. And I'm trying to figure out how I could get this high in 4¾ minutes. I swear to God, I look up, these nasty, no good brothers have lit 4 blunts, and they are all in rotation at the same damn time. We in that looking like an Olympic ghetto track meet. They put the blunts out and went right back on the show like ain't happened. Meanwhile, I'm in the bathroom trying to remember what damn show I'm on. Am I Gary Coleman? I can't even focus, Lord.
Here I go, man, everybody. Be asking me, man, you know, yo, man. You know, this brother, man, this brother, man. I'm like, hey, man, it's on now, dog. It's done. You know, we doing a new thing. We trying to do some new stuff. But, you know, I'm doing it last time on TV. Oh God, all these lovely looking honeys out here, but the honeys too sensitive. Oh, honey gonna get mad at me, cause I like farted in a bed and held her head under the car. Cold eyes just planned. Then you got these silly honeys out here that ask these silly questions. Me and this honey in the hotel room, hugging, kissing, just chilling. And all of a sudden, Shaq says to the question, like, did you just fart? I'm like, why you gotta act something like that? It's just me and you in here. and you know it but you.
Patriotism inspires passionate debate. It's worn like a badge of honor. Good reason. Because it means love and devotion.
You know it but you.
Celebrities all over the city. You know what I'm saying? Celebrities just, yeah. Y'all not celebrities, but platform anyway. I was at McDonald's earlier today. You know what I'm saying? McDonald's, you know, in line. Waiting to get my food. Wondering what was taking so long, you know. Sylvester Stallone up there holding the line, you know. You know, I think he's like two chromosomes away from being retarded himself, you know. So he can get his words down, you know. How you doing, Mr. Stallone? Welcome up. I take your order.
No, I don't know. Hey, yo, hold on. Hey, yo, Adrian!
The little old manager came out of nowhere. Remember Mickey? Come on, Rock Horner, some of you dumb bastard!
Hey, yo, Mickey!
Right behind him, you know, Chris Rock in line, you know, Chris Rock, you know. How you doing, Mr. Chris Rock? Look around, let's take your order. Hell no, what a hoe.
I'm getting ready to leave this comedy alone. It's not paying enough. My landlord is not happy with me. I'm going to put out an album. Clap your hands. Of a thousand asses, you got the breath of a thousand asses. I'm gonna clap, I'm gonna get down. 1,000 asses, and we can't talk no more. And did you chew on some gum? 1,000 asses, you need a holy bill to put on some peppermint gloves and put you in your mouth. I'm trying to help you out. 1,000 asses. Everybody knows somebody with breath like 1,000 asses. Cause I don't give a damn about the child support. I get a girl pregnant, I just say, keep it! Giddy up. I see my baby's mama and my baby's mama's new lover. They was walking through the mall, he was holding my son's hand. So I had to be a man. I get both their ass. 1,000 asses.
I just want to say this. Black folks, stop doing everything you see on TV, yeah? Stop doing it. 50 Cent got everybody in the hood with a bulletproof vest on. People that shouldn't even have a bulletproof vest got a bulletproof vest on. I saw a bulletproof top to top on. Let that marinate. My partner went to Milwaukee. Every bubble in Milwaukee had on a bulletproof vest. I felt like a helmet or something. I'm serious. Stop doing everything you see on TV. My grandma, I love her to death. She's watching the Super Bowl. See what goes on during halftime. Do you know that next week at church, they're going to try this? I'm going to try. Go ahead, DJ, go ahead.